I got stuff for you.
Holy moly. I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mystery.
And I'm Jay Clone 72.
We have some listener submitted stories for today. Before that, let me think of real quick what we got. A lot of conferences coming up next year. A lot of live shows. Tickets below for those. Arkansas, Little Rock, Drunken Cryptids. Sometime in April. I don't remember now if the date off the top of my head. Great, great promoter.
Crap, me either.
June, we have it with Michael.
Michael Thompson, famous author.
Famous author. And that is in Ada, Ohio. And you get tickets for those below. Get your tickets. I know they're selling pretty good, so we can't wait to see you guys. Let's see what else I'm forgetting. How Bigfoot Jamboree stuff starting to come out. I think the tickets for that will either go on sale in March or April.
So soon.
But we're starting to announce speakers and stuff like that, so get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think as of recording this, there's at least one or two that have been announced.
Announced already?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, week difference. Also, a shout out, take your kids out fishing. If you want to join the Future Anglers of Indian Lake, Ohio, get a hold of them, the sponsor of the show. We do awesome stuff with them. I do help teach the ice safety class and other things. But yeah, it's just basically you can sign your kids up for it. And it's an awesome thing to get your kids outdoors. It's, you know, mostly deals with fishing, but it deals with some other stuff as well. But yeah, check it out. Anything else front of house? Oh, I need more hometown legends. Everybody send me your hometown legends. If you got a hatchet road, or you got a cryptid, or you got a UFO, whatever, send me it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We're ready. We're ready for them.
So, you ready?
Yeah. I mean, we don't got any new Patreon members. We don't got.
I'll do that on Monday.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to split up.
So, we already said it, huh?
Yeah, we already said it. Huh. Even everybody, if you don't know by now, we record the week backwards.
Pretty much.
For the most part.
Yeah, I think we do. Oh, yeah, we definitely do.
We do.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. You talk.
All right. Well, I don't even know what we're discussing today. I don't know what the subject is even on.
I have a whole bunch of listener stories. So just haven't had time to get to them, I guess.
All right.
So I picked two for this episode. They're dogmen centric.
So two dogmen submitted stories.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you guys for sending these
in. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they're awesome.
You can send in any of your stories at Cryptids of the Corn Podcast at gmail.com.
Please do. All right. Ready for the first one?
Yes.
This happened back in the summer of 2008 in a little town of Wind Ridge, PA. I was 13 at the time and off for school for the summer vacation. I had all my homework done for when school got back in session. I had all the time in the world to goof off. Plus, my mom and dad were out of town at this country music festival called Jamboree in the Hills, as they do every year. So I've heard of it. I've heard of that festival. So when I was in Hawking and in Athens, Ohio area.
Yeah.
Bunch of hippies.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they'd always go to the Jamboree in the Hills.
Okay.
Remember, there was billboards for it and stuff like that. But this added bonus in this year was I finally was old enough to stay home by myself. So I had the whole house to myself until they got back.
All right.
It was a nice summer day. The sun was shining. A nice cool breeze was blowing. Kind of refreshing, really. My aunt had just brought me back home from getting a haircut and taking me to Burns Delight for lunch and ice cream. I'm all dressed for the summer. A pair of black shorts, a pair of black Crocs, white tank top, really showing off the guns I've been putting on the work for wrestling season. Gotta keep my top wrestler position on the team. I figured I'd enjoy the day by hanging out in the front porch and playing with Mega Man ZX on my DS.
Okay, wait a minute. You're the top wrestler on the team and you play Mega Man X? Some things aren't. No, I'm just kidding. No, I love Mega Man.
What's wrong with Mega Man?
I don't know. I just wanted to be a dork. I don't know. I like Mega Man.
Mega Man's a good game.
It is pretty fun.
It was the extra treat that my best buddy in the whole world / cousin had got to stay with me during this time, too. We've been super close since forever. With a lot of similar interests, we were both big fans of anime. He had a bit of a stockier guy, but didn't let that affect his confidence any. He's a bit shy, but funny as heck once you get to know him. He was sitting beside me on the porch swing, a bottle of Pepsi in his hand. He had his laptop on the little table in front of us watching some Squidbillies.
Nice.
So anybody, I love Squidbillies.
Yeah.
Do not ever let your kids watch it. It's an adult show, but it is funny. There's that song I always sing from it.
I'm sure it'll come up.
I can't sing it on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Not that song. Not the one I was thinking of then, I guess.
No. It's a Squidbilly song. Squid. Like, they made it.
Gotcha.
Now, my house is in the middle of nowhere on a hill, surrounded by three sides of deep, dense woods. The only side not covered by woods is the front, which is where the driveway snakes down the hill to the road. There was enchanted by my game. My cousin jolted my arm. I looked up and he asked what it was. He pointed down the road and asked if that was a bear or not. Well, all I saw was a big black thing just slowly coming down the road on all fours. It was bigger than any bear I had seen on any nature show. It was also super muscular. We're talking about muscles on top of muscles here. The darkness of its color was also kind of strange because it was a very deep black. Well, the thing must have felt it was we were looking at it or something. It turned its head towards us. Then my heart dropped. The face looked like that of a wolf in a way, but also something about it looked very human. It's very hard to put in words. I kept my eye on it the whole time. It stood upright. The thing must have been 9 feet tall. It then just let out this human sounding scream that drained all color from my body. So the dog man stands up, lets out a big scream.
Blood-curdling scream, yeah.
That's when another one of those things came running down the road. It soon joined by another one. So three have come out so far. Or two. Four have been added to the one.
Okay.
Three in total.
Okay.
It was a smaller one. It came to the larger one's shoulder. It had dark brown, and it looked more slender than the female, to be honest, for some reason. It had a bloody head of a doe in its maw. So a deer head in its mouth.
Yeah.
Wrapped in its razor-sharp claws, soaking the blood with the rest of the doe's body, or what was left of it. It was missing some pretty good-sized chunks in its two legs. I can't even move. I was frozen in place with a fear-locking eyes with the thing, my cousin cowering behind me. Both of his hands clasped on my shoulders as he slowly peeked his head over my shoulder. I can only look back now, slowly towards the front door, along with my cousin, who had a similar idea. The two monsters soon took off down the road, but I thought they were going to flank the house or something. That's when we booked it back inside. We spent the rest of the day running around, locking the doors, looking out the windows to see if they had ever come back, and they didn't. But we didn't even dare go near the sliding door in the living room. Tried our hardest to pull the curtains over without being in eye shot of the woods as soon as it was as hard as possible.
Man, that would be freaky.
Mm-hmm.
That would suck too, to just being, because you're isolated already. And, you know, they live, you know, doesn't sound like there's got neighbors on top of them or anything like that. So I know, and you know, it's something we can relate to, but seeing that outside right down the road from your house, knowing not just one, but two of them are out there, that would suck. I would not want to go back outside.
It's weird, right? This whole story is weird.
Yeah.
So pretty soon, like I said, if anybody didn't know how we drew it here, I never know if any story is real or not. We have no way of ever knowing whether this is real or,
right.
or somebody's pulling your chain or whatever. So we just go with, you know, the latter, that it's all real until proven not.
Okay.
It's pretty much how I do things. But you got to believe whatever you want to believe with, you know, whatever evidence we can come up with. I got a second story from a place that's really close by, and it's a different year, barely. But it's really similar. The whole story is really similar to this one I just read.
When did this enough one take place again?
08.
08, okay.
This next one's 11.
Oh, okay.
But a similar town in Pennsylvania. It's like, I think, 30 minutes away.
Okay.
These stories are similar enough to, and when they came in about this, they came in the same week.
Mm.
When they came in, I thought they were the same story.
Remember, these are all listener submissions just sent in to us, basically at random.
Yeah, so this one's really weird. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You'll see why in a second. I thought they were the same story, but one has a lot more added on. Sorry. I got a pretty weird story for you. I had a run-in with some dog women. This is back when I was 15. So what did the first guy say he was? What did he say, 13? Yeah, he was 13.
Okay.
So this guy's 15, and it's in 2011. So 3 years later.
3 years after the fact.
Yeah. Different story. He says, I'm 29 years old now, so I want to place the year around 2011, he said. This took place in Rogersville, Pennsylvania. We lived in a double wide, and my parents had converted into a little cozy home, complete with a basement. Our only neighbor at the time was the only neighbors we had at this time was the high school in literal walking distance down the road, a farmer further on past that side of the road. We lived in the pretty rural area for most of our lives. Behind our house was thick, dense woods. In front of our house was a big yard with pomace grass bushes down the driveway. On the side of our house was an open field with lush green grass and an apple tree. There was also a creek and a stone bridge that was attached to our driveway. This was smack dab in the middle of winter. They were right in the middle of Christmas break off school. So again, not summer break.
Christmas break.
Only, you know, so kid was home. Weird, you know, just connections. Christmas was literally just days away. Mom worked overnights as an LPN and dad worked overnights as a fuel truck dispatcher. So me and my brother's home. So Zach and Wyatt for the whole house to ourselves for the night. We were in the living room watching Larva on my laptop and a TV tray in the front of the living room recliner, feeling a little pooped. So I just worked my butt off weightlifting at practice. I just got home. So another sports kid. My brother Zach was laying on the couch. He had a rerun of Lost Tapes on the big screen in the living room. Which, do you remember what Lost Tapes is?
Yeah, it was like I remember the old TV show, right?
Yeah, it found footage with cryptids.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to remember. I liked the show. It was real disappearances being explained with like kind of found footage style cryptid encounters.
Okay.
So if I remember correctly, the people that disappeared were real. The situations
were dramatized.
Were real, and they speculated with cryptid stuff. Like, they found a body. Like, the one was a sailboat that they had a sea monster attack on because the boat was absolutely wrecked on top.
Okay.
And it looked like something was just, like, pulling from the side of the boat.
Hmm.
And the people were never found, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So, he's big into the paranormal since we were little kids. All around him was having an absolute junk food buffet. And at either hand was both halves of a huge meatball hoagie with a little convenience store in town. Two more hoagies on the coffee table in front of him. He was 250 pounds and was in the heavyweight class of wrestling, so he was allowed to indulge a little bit. I was at 170 pounds and worked my butt off to keep a lean, mean, all-star athlete physique. Wyatt was in his room playing Kirby Mass Attack on the Nintendo DS.
Oh, so we got a lot of Nintendo players here.
Mm-hmm. He didn't do any sports, so he was usually home before us because we had to play in practice. He was a theater kid. Halfway through the episode of Larva, my brother Zach lets out the biggest gasp of excitement. And he just gets this big smile on his face, sits up on the couch, and starts getting giddy. I asked him what was going on and what got him so excited. He just pointed out the living room window without saying anything further. I turned around in the recliner to see what he was looking at. My eyes felt like they were about to bulge out of my head, Looney Tunes style. Standing on our porch was just a beast of a dog woman, and her face was smushed up against the window. Three kids inside, massive dog woman, face smushed up against the glass.
Man, okay.
Her bright blue eyes locked right on the junk food buffet Zach was going on about. She's looking at the meatball hokies. Her legs were super muscular. Imagine a big muscular leg slash quads. Some of those like are female bodybuilders that have, or that some of those female bodybuilders have, and just double it. Super strong looking stomach too. She must have been 7 to 8 feet tall.
Jeez.
Her head was scraping on the porch awning. She had to be kneeling down a good bit just to fit under. She had a silver gray brushy fur like a coyote. Her eyes were very blue though. I'm just sitting there with this, on the verge of a full breakdown by what was happening. My heart beating out of my chest and just burst out of my, or just about to burst out of my chest with how fast it was beating. Zach asked it if she wanted a snack, even shaking both halves of the meatball hoagie in the air a bit. To my surprise, the beast let out what only could be described as a begging sound like a puppy would give. And the dogs like are giving puppy dog eyes like a dog does when seeing you eating dinner. He gets up, grabs the other hoagie, they were pepperoni pizza subs, and runs to the kitchen to grab some massive mounds and packs of hot dogs out of the fridge. They were on a big sale then. Mom and Dad had went bargain hunting crazy and bought a whole bunch for some reason the week before. We probably would never use them all before they went bad. I looked at him like he was out of his mind because I know he is not about to go out there. I get up to follow him. I keep yelling and yelling and yelling at him not to do what I think he's about to do. Now all the commotion lured Wyatt out of his room. He asked what the heck was going on. He quickly put two and two together and tried to help me hold Zach from bull rushing the door. But sadly, he outweighed both of us, and Wyatt, being not much bigger than me at 160 pounds, was easily barreled past us and out to the porch, wearing nothing but a Star Wars t-shirt and some PJs and a pair of slippers. We huddled up against the living room window, fully prepared to watch our beloved brother be mauled to death by a monster before our eyes, and us not being able to stop him. But to our surprise, it never happened. He just kept going, "Dalton Wyatt, this is the best day ever." As he's feeding this thing hot dogs from one of the packs of the hot dogs. It's just catching them in the air with its mouth like a dog. Me and Wyatt are both yelling at him to get his butt back in the house. To our horror and Zach's excitement, two more dog women emerge from either side of the house and came up to the porch also begging for snacks. They were much smaller than the first one, only coming up to her shoulder.
So probably it was 5-6 foot tall?
The exact same as the last story.
Oh, gotcha.
The other two were only as tall as her shoulder. The two were also very big chested, very big busted. The one was plump with some very muscular, powerful legs, but nothing like the first one. The other one was on the much more lean side. They were grayish brown fur with reddish tinges behind their ears and around their faces. They, however, had eyes like coyotes. You know, this yellowish brown color.
Mm.
They were pounding, or so we were pounding on the living room window and yelling at him to come back inside. Zach is just out there having a ball out there. The first one gobbled down 3 subs in nearly a single bite, so he's down to just tossing hot dogs in the air like crazy. They are getting pretty antsy too. They kept making weird screaming noises you hear them make on like online videos. They are letting him pet them, but I can't stress enough that my brother is literally mere inches from just a grisly death. They are making these just unholy sounds, growling sounds, and snapping at the air at each other when one was getting too many hot dogs. Zach's hands nearly got snapped at least a time or two in front of us. They even pawed at the air in front of their faces to get his attention So he would focus on one, or if he was focused on one for too long, slashing his, or sorry, for too long, almost slashing his faces to shreds with their paw closers. So they're like swinging at his face, like, look, hey, look at me.
Right.
Zach didn't seem to mind, though. He's having a blast. Eventually, a super loud roar of the snowplow coming down the road. Snowplows are really noisy, so this scared them off. It was a good thing, too, because he was nearly out of food. The three of them took off into the fields, fast as the wind. We couldn't keep track of how fast they were, but they were like blurs. Wyatt and me get Zach a good brotherly butt kicking when he got back inside.
Jeez. Beat him up?
Yeah. What do you think of that one?
That was a lot, as in a little intense.
So, it's weird. Kids alone at home. Same as the first story.
Okay, yep.
It was summer, or it was Christmas break, not summer break. The one was playing DS, was, you know, a big thing that didn't matter for the story. But it's the reason I thought it was the same story in the archives.
But playing Nintendo?
Yeah, because it just, Nintendo was highlighted. Or I don't know why. But in the email, it's one of those things that gets automatically highlighted.
Okay.
Three again. So three dog people. The first story doesn't go into great detail describing what he made them think they were feminine,
right,
or female.
Yeah.
But he stated that they were female.
That they were, yeah.
So, probably obvious what we'd see, mammalian traits for, you know, for femininity.
Mammalian protuberances.
Yeah. Mammillary glands.
There we go.
But these, you know, this story goes into much more detail saying that they were busted. All three of them were very different sizes. The big one was, you know, highly muscular, but they all had bust, you know, so mammillary protuberances, mammillary glands, a breast.
There you go.
Boobs. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So the big one is just smashed up against the window underneath the porch. So he never heard it, right?
Right. It was just there.
You turn around and there's this monster like
staring,
shoved itself under the awning to fit.
Which is crazy.
And we've heard stories of some of these dog men or women just being absolutely massive. That's what this one sounds. So when the other two come out, they were on the sides of the house.
Already just waiting.
So were they waiting or were they looking in other windows?
Oh, well, true.
You know, were they investigating the house? Were they seeing, I don't know. You know, I don't know what they were doing. I really don't. But then once the one let out noise, they came running around the house.
Right, yeah, like, hey, it's safe or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Food.
Right, yeah.
We're going to eat this big kid after he feeds us the hot dogs.
Man. Well, what, I mean, did they smell the food in there? Like, I don't know. You know, beforehand, what were they looking in there for? Were they after the kids or were they after the food? But if they're after the food, that's just, I don't know. It seems kind of weird that they hadn't seen them before. If you're already that, like, if they're that willing just to go shove your face up to a window with people in it, you got to be either one very hungry or very used to doing that already.
I mean, we've heard stories of people having semi-relationships with dog men.
Right, yeah.
Or dog men isn't, like, just general, you know, these dog women. But it's very similar stories in very similar areas. Three of them again. And the first story described one of the ones coming out of the woods being much leaner than the other ones.
Okay.
Same here.
Yeah.
One of the three, there's one of them that was much leaner than the other ones.
Hmm.
And it's just a couple years difference. I don't know if it's a family or a pack or whatever you want to call it.
But these ones weren't black like the other ones were described as.
Yeah. And I don't know if they changed colors or interdimensional. They're not really here.
Oh, yeah.
Demons. I
mean, could be anything.
Like the Hokies. Sword. I don't know. It's super weird, and I don't have a lot to go off of. Why was the one kid so comfortable just being out there with these monsters?
Is it because of the tapes, maybe? But
he was super into the paranormal.
But
if you were super into the paranormal, you know, you shouldn't mess with dog.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, even if you watch the tapes, you would know it's probably not something you should be excited to hand feed.
I don't know if Lost Tapes ever did a Dogman episode. Because I think the Land Between the Lakes encounter was probably a little too much for them.
Mm, yeah, I would imagine so.
Because they don't think they ever had bodies, or if they did, it was like not great. Like, I think the one was Bear Lake, which they did have a body for the Bear Lake monster.
Mm.
And it wasn't good. But it wasn't like the Land Between the Lakes was extremely gruesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I just thought it was weird. These stories came in about the same time. Towns are, I think, only 10 or 15 miles away from each other.
Are they from the same email address?
No.
Oh, okay.
I did check that. It's just weird. I don't know. They're different enough, though. I mean, they're obviously very different stories. But I don't know if around this area in Pennsylvania, there was just this pack of dog women running around.
This three-year stretch. Or, I mean, unless there could be... let's just say they both are true. Just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, as best they remember. There's got to be other people out there that had sightings of these things. There's got to be.
Because I have not done the research. I could.
Right, yeah. That's what I would imagine. There's people out there. If these two are seeing them, you know, and these are just people that have actually reached out to us, you know, I'd say 99% of our audience doesn't actually reach out
right
with stories. So just having two come in at around similar times is, you know, as far as when they took place and when they sent them, I guess both works, but it's pretty significant, I would say.
And Pennsylvania is a weird state. It's had a lot of weird monsters.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's up there, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Ohio.
It's a weird part of the country.
It's the Ohio River.
The Ohio River
drags interdimensional monsters in.
Along with the Appalachian Mountains. It's washing them out from the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Radioactivity. No, I really don't know. The two around the house make me extremely nervous for them.
Right.
Like, were they doing?
We're interested. How about whoever sent us that email, how about you have your brother, the one that was hand-feeding them, email us or
call us? Oh, I would love to know what was going through his head.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, if maybe even something psychic or something like that, you know, this. Oh, we've talked about that. I mean, from NC's, like, black-eyed kids, Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
You know, have this, maybe not ease isn't the right word, this aura that makes you go along with it. But classical stories of vampirism and other creatures like that from the old world have stories of that, too.
Oh, yeah. Where it's like the siren calling you in.
Yeah, it's not full mind control, but it's enough to kind of...
It's just a Jedi mind trick.
To shift you over.
Right. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Which is funny, because the Jedi mind trick, remember, it doesn't work on really stupid races.
Okay.
Like, less intelligent beings.
Okay.
Because it was, oh gosh, what was the one, the slaver that had Anakin, or Luke? Anakin.
Anakin. Waldo? Is that his name?
Yeah, but his race, I can't remember what his race is.
Yeah, yeah, I don't remember, yeah.
But they're like, mind tricks don't work on me, Jedi. And he was all proud of it. Wasn't a great thing.
Yeah. He's too dumb for him to work on.
You know, there ain't much of a mind there.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's weird stories.
Watto? I can't remember.
Basically, if you have more, turn them into us.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're both real, as far as I know. Nothing here. I mean, it was weird, but nothing... They're not claiming anything outlandish.
No, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
a little bit. That second one, kind of, their claim is outlandish, but that's...
It's an extreme situation. Remember, we did the episode with communication with Dogman / Good Dogman or whatever, and there's a lot of stories in there that were kind of similar, where there's people that treat them almost like pets.
Right, yeah.
And I guess it's three of them is a lot, but... The two smaller ones were probably only being kept in check by the big one.
Oh, for sure.
So was the big one just accustomed to being fed?
Well, why did the big one have blue eyes? You know, they made note of that. And then the other ones, you know, had just regular, like, coyote eyes, I would say.
I mean, anything from the one in control to...
Right.
If you want genetics, you know, it could be all kinds of things.
Or shape-shifting signs, telltale signs right there.
And, like, the first story goes into talking about, like... You couldn't describe it, but a canid face, but definitely human too.
Right, yeah.
And maybe that's what they meant is the eyes. You know, eyes went into the soul. Maybe this may be more the traditional werewolf sense. That these are people that have changed.
Right, yeah. Changelings.
These are people that are maybe traditional werewolves that shifted. They may not have full control in that state. You know, I cannot remember the show that was about that. There was a show... Where a guy gets turned into a werewolf, and he figures out there's a whole werewolf culture, and basically, they have, like, hotels for when you shift.
When you shift. Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's like a big cage.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't want to hurt nobody.
Right.
Because you're kind of there, but you're kind of not when you're doing it.
Like, that old movie, Abbott and Costello movie, I think it was them, too, that did the Frankenstein, you know, Dracula and the werewolf. You know what I'm talking about?
No, but there's a new one, Hotel Transylvania.
Well, this was, like, one of the first monster movies, but I think one of the first when they have all of them like together in one film.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's an old like black and white movie, but that's what the one guy, he turned into a werewolf and he knows he does. So he like warns them and barricades himself in his room because he knows he's about to switch over. So yeah. He's like self-aware, but when he turns over, he's not in control anymore.
So that's how this movie or this, I think it was a TV series, was kind of going about it, that you're there, but kind of not. Like, yeah. You're still a slave to instinct.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
So some of the people would go out, some of the werewolves would go out to the like, state forest, and they would still, they'd kill a hiker every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, they'd hunt deer. So they'd wake up with covered in blood, and they'd be like, and then there'd be a deer head, like, okay, good.
It's like that. Good. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good.
Good thing it's that. It's like that movie, The Animal. You ever seen that with Rob Schneider? You never seen The Animal?
Is it where he gets the baboon heart?
Well, yeah, all the animal parts, yeah. Yes. Where he drinks the badger milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wakes up in the morning. I think he does the same exact thing.
Well, I don't know. They're interesting stories, encounters. It's weird. Dog men, women are an extra weird thing even in this field.
Yeah.
Because they kind of run the gambit of everything from UFOs to good to evil to, I mean, and then there's werewolves too. So anybody doesn't know, if you do or do the show or whatever, there's a big difference between a dog man and a werewolf, in at least my opinion. A dog man is never a human. They're just a thing. Like, they are their own thing.
Yeah.
Where a werewolf is a human, you know, somewhere, shape or form. Whether they're permanently in that shape or they can change or whatever.
Right, yeah. But at the core,
they're people.
Yeah.
And when we start looking at, like, dog man versus werewolves, it's anybody's guess of what is what. That's kind of where we kind of draw the line of kind of deferring those two. Like, if you have... If the dog man is wearing pants or flannel,
yeah,
it's a werewolf. That's a good guess.
It's a good, yeah, good indicator.
I don't know. You got anything else to add?
Well, I'm just wondering now that I said that, I wonder if that movie The Animal is like some soft disclosure where they're hybridizing humans and animals to make super soldiers or super people.
Oh, I didn't even look to see if there was a military base nearby. They could have been habituated, like they could have been trained or being trained.
Oh, yeah, or maybe that's what they were, and they escaped, and
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're okay. Just trying to survive.
Let me look. Rogersville,
and then the other one was like something Ridge, right? Mm-hmm. The first one was
they're
like,
close to each other.
Okay, is it what part of PA is it in? You know for sure. Okay, I wonder if it was our side of the state or if it's more towards the New Jersey or whatever's on the other side of Pennsylvania. I can't remember. New Jersey, New York, all that stuff. I'm very curious. But I do wonder, though. The movie The Animal, soft disclosure. They're kidnapping people and using them in animal hybrid experiments.
There is, actually.
Here we go.
There is an ATF base right there.
What's ATF? Air Force?
No, Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms.
Oh.
It's a huge oil and gas field. So there's a huge bunch of mining there. And then there's a readiness center there too. But no, the big thing is an ATF field. So are these drug dogs for the ATF?
Could be.
Because the ATF is, anybody didn't know, has caused a lot of problems for everything from business to religious orders, like the problems with some of the mass like cult dyings, and like ATF's been at the heart of a lot of that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because they've overstepped.
Interesting.
And pushed things to where they push people really hard. And then people push back. No, I don't know. It's just weird. Anything with Dogman's weird. If you wrote in these stories and you have more information after we've read them, you know, you can always
send a
follow up email, because I know we have a list of follow up emails from a long time ago that we never read, and I just was told we never read.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
From Brandon. I forgot. We did.
Oh, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. So I've been the Great and Powerful Mystery.
I've been JClone72.
If you want to send us your stories, send cryptidsofthecornpodcast@gmail.com. And when we get time, we'll read them on the show. All right, guys.
Bye.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend.
But if you are craving more of the Jade Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on CryptidsOfTheCorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye! Bye.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money.